Welcome back again to our Bible study through James. We're in James chapter 4, just kicking off the chapter. And if you have been with us since we started this Bible study, then you know exactly what that means. Kicking off the chapter means reading through the chapter. When we began the whole study, we began by reading through the entire book of James in one sitting. And then when we do each chapter, then we go back and reread that chapter and take some notes. So make sure you have your study notes with you. You can go online to La Mirada Christian Church's website. It looks like this. Just download it. It's totally free. Or open it on your Kindle. And since this is our coffee talk session during the summer, hence the name on the study that you see, Coffee Talk. We're on week 6 again. This is James chapter 4, and today's our read-through day. So grab your Bible, get ready to read through. Last night, we had our Bible teaching time. We did a session on prayer and the importance of prayer, getting your prayer life together and going. So join us on Monday nights at 6:30 or Tuesday mornings at 9:30 for teaching. And testimony time every other week. We kind of alternate like that. And then I always post this on our Dwelling Richly podcast so you can listen to them again and share them. If it's a talk that you enjoyed, if it meant something to you, you learned a lot, you grew, heard something from someone's story that would mean a lot to someone else, share it. Grab that link, share it with somebody else. Put it on your Facebook page, put the link in your Twitter, or just email it to people and let people know that you're growing and you're encouraged and you're blessed and you want the same for them. It's a great way to have community in the Word of God. Well, let me get a glass of water. Let's pray and let's get this party started, right? Here we go. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the power of your Word. We come before you right now in humility, knowing that we aren't living the way we should necessarily much of the time, because we have our thoughts on our own ideas and the way we want to see things done. So we would just come before you in humility right now and ask that you would refocus our hearts on you, and that your will would be ours. It would, and we would just see that gathering together of you and us in community as a group, but also individually as we come before you and are humble in your Word. We thank you for your Word this morning as we read through it. Help us to see, understand, and apply the Word in a new way today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's do this. James chapter 4, I'll be reading from the ESV, which is the English Standard Version. Read along in whichever version you like. I also use the NIV on occasion. Then it was the one that was published back in 78 and not republished. There's another version of the NIV I don't read as often. But if you have a 1984 or earlier version of the NIV, it's a good one. And read that and follow along. And it'll be interesting to compare if you're reading from a different translation than me. But today's focus in James 4 will bring us through the idea of worldliness, identifying that when we are acting like we're living in the world. And I think it'll challenge our thinking a bit as well. So if you have questions about it and want to discuss, feel free to, you know, message in. That's what this community is about, that we can connect and engage with each other. We want to get better at understanding God's Word, and we do that best in community. And whether it's community, just us and the Holy Spirit, or if it's us with other friends in Christ as well, it's a great way for us to connect. So open up your Bible study. I'm going to read the introduction for you. It's on page 62. And again, you can get that downloaded on the La Mirada Christian Church's website. It's on the Women's Ministry Bible Study page there. So this is week 5, chapter 4. This study is designed to offer daily time in the Word of God for the purpose of understanding better who God is, and in so doing, ourselves and our purpose better. This is a simple, light study to give you an overview of Scripture and an exposure to thinking biblically and studying exegetically, mouthful this morning. We'll read, think, write, consider, and pray, and apply the truths and concepts we find in the Word of God. Use any version of the Bible you're comfortable with. I recommend the English Standard Version or ESV Bible. You can also use a smartphone app, but getting the Bible into your hands will elevate your experience, so I strongly advise you use a good old-fashioned Bible. We'll be willing to write and highlight and take notes in your Bible. Set aside time every day and grow in the discipline of actual study. Join the online Bible study community or study on your own. Amazing rewards await those who take the time to read and study God's Word. And then I've listed here on your Bible study page several ways that you can connect with us in the Bible study. And whether it's through our Zoom or through Facebook, or if you come back later, you can always listen to the podcast once it's been posted. And that's on Dwelling Richly on your podcast app. Or if you just go to iTunes and look up Dwelling Richly in the podcast section, you'll find us. And don't forget to give us a good review on iTunes. It really helps people find the podcast faster because it bumps us up a little bit. It's lonely out there with no reviews. I know we're not a big famous podcast or anything like that, but it would be nice to have a few reviews out there on Podbean or on iTunes. It does help people find our podcast easier and get the word out. So I'm sorry. I think my internet connection is stinky right now. So hopefully it'll refresh. And for sure the podcast will be up. So if you're not hearing me well on Facebook, you'll hear me better on the podcast. So apologize for that. But let's go ahead and continue on. This week's focus, as followers of Christ, our lives should be characterized by total surrender to the Father and total transformation of our will. Day 1, read James chapter 4. Read James 4, 1 through 17. Use the next page of your Bible study journal notebook to write any notes, thoughts, questions, even drawings that will help you engage and understand the scripture. Before you read, pray that God would open the eyes of your heart to clearly see the wonders in His Word. That's from Psalm 119, verse 18. And that He would give you wisdom from James 1:5 to grasp and to apply what you're reading. Let's just read the two thinking points before we begin so that as we're reading, we can be thinking about these and looking for this as we read. So the first is, number one, all through his epistle, James has used questions to help us think and grasp the point. List the questions he uses in this chapter. There's at least 6. Okay. Number 2, because you prayed before beginning your reading, and we did. If you're joining us now, we did. God has answered your prayer as you read. I'm confident of this. It's a prayer that he will always answer with yes. Now, based on what you read, write a few thoughts about what really captured your heart and mind from these verses. And then on the next page, it's just blank. Plenty of room for you to write. Some of you like to draw, make diagrams, outline, any format you want. Great way for you to join us. Hey, by the way, while you're joining us here, if you're on the Facebook Live, at the intro, I asked everyone to post in the comments what version of the Bible you grew up reading. And then now, what version of the Bible you prefer reading from? For me, I currently like reading from the English Standard Version, but I grew up reading first the New American Standard and then the New International Version. And I memorized most of, I would say 90% of the Bible verses I know by memory are memorized from either the NIV, the older version of the NIV, not the new one, and the NASB. All right. So I'm curious, what version of the Bible did you grow up reading? And then what version are you reading now? Go ahead and type that in to the Facebook comments, or you can comment on the podcast as well. All right. Well, we have 17 verses. We're going to get through that right now in James chapter 4 with our read through. As I'm reading, you can be highlighting in your Bible, marking your notes. I'll do that after the podcast. And you can even fill in some of the questions that you find. So don't forget, moved into the page before on question number 1 is we're going to be listing those questions. So as you're reading, maybe highlight the questions in your Bible as well, and then write them down on your answer on number 1. Now, starting with James 4, verse 1. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is no purpose that the Scripture says he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law and are not a doer of the law but a judge, there is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Come now, you will say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. James 4:1-17. Did you take note of the questions as we read? James is such a great way of communicating. He uses great metaphors, comparisons, these questions, the rhetorical kind, that get us to be thinking. And right off the bat, he opens with this question: what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? And if you're like me, then you might be answering the question as you read. You read what causes quarrels, what causes fights, and you think, I know exactly what causes quarrels and causes fights. You know, it's so-and-so. He's so argumentative. He's so combative. Every time I put an idea forward, there it comes up with something else, or they're always demanding their own way, right? Eek. And then you keep on reading. And James continues on and answers that question, right? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? Yeah. Instead of saying, yeah, those guys out there, nasty rascals. Okay. So we have two questions that open up. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you is the first. And is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? A rhetorical question. To which the answer is, yeah, it is. We're going to dig into that deeper. I almost feel like jumping right into the Bible study right now, but right now is a read-through day, so we're just going to pause right there and think and just read through. So those are the first couple of questions. So just skim through, continue on right there. Verse 4, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Again, remember his pattern here is using rhetorical questions. So the answer is supposed to be, Yeah, I do know that. Maybe that's a tough one to imagine. Friendship with the world? Why can't we be friends with the world? It seems like the nice thing you do to share the gospel, right? Let people know Jesus loves them. So be careful on that. Think about what James is getting at here, what his point is and what his point isn't. But jot that down as one of your questions. Verse 5, he yearns jealously over the Spirit. Or do you suppose that it is no purpose that the Scripture says he yearns jealously over the Spirit, but has made to dwell within us? Another rhetorical question. Drop that one down. And then skimming, I almost said scrolling down like I was scrolling through a new school Bible, right? Where's my next one? But who are you to judge your neighbor in verse 12 and verse 14, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? Write that down. And I think we got them all. If I missed one, you can write it down. All right. So write down the questions that come up in this passage. Again, there's at least six, so go back through and double check those. And because of the power of prayer, and as you opened up, you said, God, give me wisdom. Help me understand your word. And I'm going to just assume that you did that. That's what you always should do before you get into the word. Because of that, God answers your prayer. That's a prayer that God answers. Did you know that? You ever thought about that before? What are the prayers that God will always answer with yes? If you're tired of hearing no, or you're impatient and you're waiting on something and you want to hear a yes, ask God for wisdom. He will answer. Ask God to open the eyes of your heart so you can understand things in his word. He's going to give you a yes on that. So, as you were reading, you have wisdom, you have understanding, you're able to grasp some things going on in the word. What stood out to you? What hit your heart? What made you think? What pictures were created in your mind that you thought through as you were reading and you were wondering how this looks in your life? Two things stand out to me. Number one, the initial question that he asks, what causes quarrels and fights among you? That opening question got me thinking immediately that assuming the answer, I know exactly what causes quarrels and fights. You know, it's dumb people on Facebook posting their knuckleheaded comments. Yeah, no. Is it not that your passions are at war within you, right? I read quarrels and fights and how they get started. I know exactly how they get started. It's that difficult person I have to work with. I don't actually work with any difficult people right now. Praise God. But I can imagine us thinking that, right? No. Is it not that your passions are at war within you? Thanks, James. Thanks, God. Great reminder. Yes, it is. I will be humble. Okay? So, next thing that really grabs me, and every time I read this verse, every time, it always grabs me and makes me remember the power of submission to God, understanding his sovereignty, and the hubris or the willing pride that I have in thinking that my plans can somehow usurp God's or are going to happen, right? We just go along our day with our planners, our schedules and things, and just make that assumption. What a different position. What a place of total humility when we can come before the Father and just say, not my will, but thine be done in every single corner of my life today. So whenever I read that passage that says, it is verse 15, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. So when I wake up in the morning, rather than letting my feet hit the floor, I'm ready to go, I got my plans, I got to do this, check, 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 do my list. Before my feet hit the floor, before I swing them off the bed, pause, breathe. Think ahead to my day, not because I'm running through my list, but because I'm asking the anointing of the Father on any plans that I have that day. Heavenly Father, this is what I have on my schedule. And if it's not your will, I trust you to remove from my schedule or give me the wisdom to discern what I should or shouldn't be doing, where I should go, when I should stop, when I should go. And what ends up happening, ladies, is we get the distance between our ability to think about it and pray about it and actually do it shortens the time it takes for us to do that, right? You know how it is. It's like with a child and his parent when they're learning to obey, and, you know, especially if a child is going through a difficult season of rebellion and they might be in that terrible twos or terrible teenagers or terrible whatever age, right? And they're just being rebellious and stinkers. We go through that, I think, with God, or we resist and we don't take time to pray and we just move on. We don't really want to hear from God because we really just do want to do our own will anyway. What if in the morning, every time you wake up, you just lay that before the Lord, like the blanket that's covering you, and just cover your day and picture yourself covering it with the Holy Spirit. Say, from soup to nuts, from start to finish, from everything here in between, every moment of my day, Father, I want it to be completely blessed and anointed by you and covered in your will and your desires. I don't want my will. Ladies, what ends up happening is your ability to make flash decisions and have discernment in the moment, it almost becomes instantaneous. It's a beautiful thing, and you'll watch the transformation. God did a really strict time of teaching in my life for a season where I felt like I couldn't get away with anything. Not that I was trying to get away with stuff, but I'm telling you, like, not pausing to pick up that pencil, you know, really honestly, simple things like that. And even though I felt a prompting in my heart to get that pencil off the table or move a chair off of the floor or wherever it was, something would happen later on in the day that I realized that had I moved this, had I done that, had I responded to these small little promptings, this or that other scenario would or would not have happened, right? It's kind of hard to explain, but trust me when I say, when you ask the Father to open your ears so you can hear better, remember, He's speaking. It's us who have the dulled hearing, or we're not tuned in to His frequency, His station, right? His radio station, KGOD, right? You want to be tuned in. When you approach your day, instead of boasting about tomorrow or boasting about the next minute, I know you're not walking around boasting, look what I get to do. I know you're not doing that. Maybe you are. Don't do that. But in a sense, we're boasting, He's saying. You're acting. This is basically what boasting is. You get up and you start your day in plans without anointing them with the Father and clearing your schedule with the Lord. That's boasting. You're acting as if your will trumps His. So in a sense, you're being a practical atheist, really acting like He doesn't even exist, right? Because you're just going to do your own thing. You're acting like a regular old secular humanist, taking care of business on your own. Stop it. Ask the Father to bless your day. Every single relationship you know you're going to be engaging with today, every plan, everything you're going to read, every turn you're going to make, everything. And for a while, it's going to feel kind of weird and awkward. Like everything I'm doing, I got to ask the Father permission. I'm going to pick up this glass of water. I'm going to move my phone. I'm going to call someone. I'm going to not call someone. For a while, yes. For a while, yes. It's going to feel like that. And then it becomes so natural, you won't even think about it. And just like I took a breath right now, when you breathe in and breathe out, that's how natural it starts to feel in your communication with the Father. And this is that type of prayer that you want to have, that just total natural breathing type of prayer where you're in that close communication with God. I'm telling you, the next time someone asks you, hey, do you think you can be involved in this or that event, plan, scenario, committee, potluck, whatever it is, the next time someone asks you, you will be so quick to answer, and it will be a godly answer because you're so in tune. You won't have to say, well, I don't know, let me pause and think about that. You'll be able to answer rightly. And for those of you who typically answer impulsively and just say, oh, sure, oh, no, whatever, either way, you'll fine tune that, and you'll find that you'll answer quickly, but it'll be right. You'll answer rightly. Okay. All right, ladies. Go listen to the prayer teaching from last night. We dug into some concepts on prayer last night. Go back to the podcast and listen to that. I'll be sharing that again this morning. And actually, when I came home, I did some more praying and some more studying last night after the study. So today's talk on prayer will be slightly different than yesterday's. And so listen to that one too. And I pray God's anointing on our Tuesday morning group. And also, hey, you know what? Those of you who can double dip, come back. Come in on Tuesday morning, and I'll see you there this morning at 9:30. Otherwise, I'll be back here tomorrow morning at 7. We'll do our Bible study. Prayerfully, I'll have good internet connection. My husband and I are taking off to Big Bear. We're going to spend the next few days up there. So I'll be in a new locale for the next few days. So, all right. Have a great rest of your day. Love you all. Don't forget to check in and share the this Facebook video after it's done. Let everyone know you're learning and growing in the Word, and encourage everybody else to do the same. So for now, know always that you are loved. You are prayed for. I go through this list of people who checked in and pray for you by name after this posts. And I consider it a blessing to come alongside of you and pray for you in that way. So thank you. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.